Blog Talk Radio.
I see the morning coming in your eyes. Jubilee, Jubilee. It's shining brighter than the sun in the sky. Jubilee, Jubilee.
I hear your joy bells ringing in your voice.
Jubilee, Jubilee.
Your kind of singing cutting through the noise.
Jubilee, Jubilee. Oh,
again, back in the grind. My name is Yom Sufar Reef, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. A show that is designed to give you a clear, intelligent, and accurate study of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, while offering you a bird's eye view of these studies, critical analysis, and our assessment to come to one conclusion, which is the truth. We all want the truth. So why not get at it, trying to find the truth of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and his heritage, his people, us. And in these studies, we try to make you think outside of the box, because we have been socially engineered and conditioned to think inside the box. And when seeking the truth, you have to seek outside the box, not the way you've been socially engineered and are trained, but from a different paradigm, shift. Try to offer these studies and And you may be wondering, Yom Sufar Reef, who is the we that you're making reference to? Sister Abby of New York City. Brother Kotri of New York City. And you may ask yourself, rightfully so, what do you know about them? Well, I don't know about their lip service. I know about their tongues in their shoes. Their due service. By reference of them coming on this show and giving of their precious time to help you in your studies. By them trying to help rebuild this nation and sometimes financially. Well, I don't know about all the tongue they may have in their mouths. But I do know about the tongues that they have in their shoes. And may the Most High bless them. And may he bless you too. That being said, let me bring them on. So Stavia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom. All glory and praises to Yah. And may he bless you too, brother, and our brother country. It's good to be back as always. Shalom.
And it's good to have you back, as always. Shalom. Brother Cottrell, May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot.
Shalom, shalom, family. This is Yom Sufari, Sister Aviyah. Good to hear your voices. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How y'all doing?
Doing good, brother.
Yeah, yeah. Good to hear that. Glad to hear that. I'm doing well here, too, me and the family. But that song is pretty refreshing, man. Jubilee. I wonder if people really know what that means.
No, they
don't. But the true meaning of that song is like true happiness, being free from your debts, whether it be financial or your debt to the Most High, where you messed up and committed trespass and sins and iniquities, and he forgive you of that, Jubilee. That's when you're free.
Yes, that's certainly the case there, brother. Certainly the case.
Yeah, man. It's better than them jingles they singing out there.
Said better than that. What country?
Better than them jingles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if y'all ready to move forward in these segment of studies, I'm ready. We're ready to go.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Turn what is it? Chapter 11 of Zechariah. No. Let me see my glasses. Let me put my glasses on. Say no Zechariah. Zechariah. Okay. I'm sure I was pronouncing it correctly. It's the desolation of our land, Israel. And it reads, Zechariah the prophet, open your doors, O Lebanon, that fire may devour your cedars. Wail, O Cyprus, for the cedar has fallen, because the mighty trees are ruined. Wail, O Oaks of Bashan, for the thick forest has come down. A metaphor for us.
So,
yes.
I think Sister Aviyah might have to mute her phone.
Aviyah, do you have to mute your phone?
There's nothing going on over here.
Yeah, because I do hear some
background noise.
Minor feedback. I do hear some minor feedback.
Well, I don't know why.
Well, maybe it could be mine. They ain't no telling, you know. They try to make it difficult to get on. Maybe if I turn my mic down a little bit. And maybe that'll take some of the feedback out. They try to stop me from getting on again, so I had to quickly hurry up to the old computer. Praise God, we got right on. They may have threw in a monkey wrench in the process. All right. And it says, there is the sound of wailing shepherds, for their glory is ruins. There's the sound of roaring lions, for the pride of Jordan is in ruins. And a prophecy about these so-called shepherds, how they helped in the ruin of the Most High's people. He said, thus say Yah, my Elohim, feed the flock for slaughter. That's what they're doing, and they're still doing it today as we speak, because they're not sharing truthful studies. Whose owners slaughter them, and feel no gift. They're not feeling, they didn't feel any gift then, and they're certainly not feeling any gift now for Yah's people. Those who say of them say, blessed be the Elohim. I'm rich. Don't they do that now? They did that then. They do that now just to get rich off Yah's people. Not to truly educate them for as the truth is concerned, but basically to get rich at their expense. It says, I'm rich. Their shepherds do not pity them. They didn't then, and they don't now. For I will no longer pity the inhabitants of the land. Why? Because John said, I will no longer take pity on the inhabitants of the land, says the Elohim. But indeed, I will give everyone into his neighbor, the enemy, into the hand of his king. They shall attack the land. I will not deliver them from their hand. So I fed the flock for slaughter. In particular, the poor of the flock, I took for myself two staffs, the one I call beauty and the other called bondage. And I fed the flock. I dismissed the three shepherds in 1 month. My soul loathed these shepherds. Their soul also of, you know, you ever went somewhere and you met somebody, and for some odd reason that your soul didn't take to them people and that their soul didn't take to you? It's true. Is that my soul loathed them, and their soul abhorred me? Yah says. Then I said, I will not feed you. Lest what is dying, die. And what is perishing, perish. Let those that are left eat each other's flesh. And I took my staff beauty and cut it into two, that I might break the covenant which I had made with all the peoples. So it was broken on that day. Thus the poor of the flock who were watching me knew that it was the word of the Elohim. Then I said to them, if it is agreeable to you, give me my wages, if not refrain. So they weighed out for my wages 30 pieces of silver. And the Elohim said to me, throw it to the potter, the princely price they set on me. So I took the 30 pieces of silver. This ain't about this other thing they talking about. I took the 30 pieces about Judas. This is not talking about that. Y'all said I did this. It ain't saying about no Judas. So I took the 30 pieces of silver and threw them into the house of the Elohim for the potter. Then I cut into my other staff bonds that I might break the brotherhood between Yehuda and Israel, tear them apart.
So
and
Yah
said to me,
it related to Judah, but not Judas.
Right.
30 pieces of silver,
mm-hmm,
that Zechariah got for wages, that he was, you know, acting as a shepherd. Most I told him, throw it in the temple. It's going to break the bond, a brotherhood between who?
Yehuda and
Judah and Israel. And there was a brotherhood between Judah and Israel until Yah broke it. Because they was doing wicked things. Judah following Israel and Israel following Judah. The people following their leaders. And you notice that these prophets, their prophecy is shorter than the previous prophets like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel. But Yah's temper is shorter with the people, and these prophets, they are bringing judgment to the nation.
Exactly.
And they've been warning and time to change. Now it's D-Day. Now the prophecy and the judgment is here, and they're about to go through it.
Exactly. Don't let the Most High D-Day come on you.
Exactly.
Because by the looks of it, it didn't work out too well for our ancients. That's why we need to pray for them. And the Elohim said to me, next, take for yourself the implements of a foolish shepherd. For indeed I will raise up a shepherd in the land, our land, who would not care for those who are cut off, nor feed those that still stand, but he will eat the flesh of the fat and tear their hooves in pieces. He's going to put far worse than anyone on our ancients. And we have the residual effect of that even today. And it says, woe to the worthless shepherd who leaves the flock. A sword shall be against his arm and against his right eye. His arm shall completely wither. And his right eye shall be totally blind. For our ancients, just clearly for some of these worthless shepherds today as we speak. For us, praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cartel, Sister Abby, y'all. The mics are yours.
You hit the nail on the head, huh?
Exactly.
The ancient shepherds that led Yah's flock.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of Israelites today who think they lions, they come from a frog.
Mm-hmm.
But a lion don't roll in no flock. And he don't need no shepherd. So Israelites who think they're lions and, you know, all this kind of stuff, we need to put that stuff away because Yah sees us as his what? His flock. And we need a shepherd. How many shepherds do we have in ancient times? Verse 8. What did it say? How many shepherds would it have?
Three.
What is it? Three.
Y'all know what the three shepherds of Israel were?
Yeah. Let me try. The king.
Yes.
The high priest.
Yes.
And king, high priest.
King, I'm gonna give you a hint. Nathan.
Oh, the prophet.
You get a blue star tonight. You don't get the gold star because you missed one.
Okay, a false prophet. Okay. I take the blue.
The three shepherds of Israel is the king, the priest, and the prophets, all right? And they all went astray, right? Y'all said all y'all went astray. All y'all went crazy. We saw what y'all know. So America talks about its checks and balances, right? They got the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. Where do you think they got that from? The three branches of government, they got it from our order. They just eliminated the king and the prophet and the priest, and they turned it into a republic and a democracy.
Mm-hmm.
But they call it the balance of powers. We had ancient balance of powers for our monarchy because we had a kingdom and a king. And the priest and the high priest and the priest kept the king in check, along with the people. But the king had power. And our kings, how good were our kings? Were our kings righteous kings or were they flaky?
Most of them were
flaky.
Yeah, and that's why Yah's bringing his judgment down. Because these prophets didn't put the king in check, nor did these some of the prophets try to put him in check, but they ain't listen to those prophets. And I don't know what the priests were doing, but they wasn't on their job. So Yah bringing down his judgment in Zechariah. And that's why we have to pray for our ancient fathers, like you said, Johnson. Got to pray for them. It went off course.
Yeah,
and after the modern day shepherds, the modern day leaders, they better check themselves before they be on the same path as our ancient shepherds. Because y'all don't play with that position. They just want to be leaders and they want to be the new Messiah. Y'all don't play with that position.
Mm-hmm.
If you lead Israel astray, you in trouble.
Yeah, we just want to teach the truth. We're not trying to be anyone's leader. We just try to teach you the truth. And for us. This is an educational purpose, not only for you, students. These studies are educational value for all of us.
Because if you don't know, now you know.
Now you know.
Mm-hmm. And once you hear it, you're responsible for it.
Well, you can't unhear.
Yes, you can't unhear it. That's
you
for
can't
sure.
Unhear.
And you know, the Most High said, our people stop their ears up. They don't want to hear. We don't want to hear. We don't want to listen. We don't want to obey. And we're going to suffer the same consequences as our ancient fathers did in ancient times when these judgments do come down. The Most High gave them plenty of time. He sent them plenty of prophets. He gave them ample time before he brought his wrath down on them, just like now. And when those judgments come down, it's going to be too late to change.
He's been warning every time.
So we're here to listen, we're here to hear, we're here to learn, and we're here to, most importantly of all, obey every command Yah gave us. If you don't know the commands Yah gave us, you better start at square one. We're about to go back into Genesis.
Well, Cartier. Your sister Abby is ready to proceed on in the Proverbs. We're all ears. We're attentive.
Okay, I believe we have Proverbs 16. Yes. The preparation
of glasses,
the heart, huh?
So you found those glasses, huh?
Oh, yeah, well, my son brought it in that same night. Remember when I said, that's my son now? I make sure I keep him in the right spot now. Okay, chapter 16. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Elohim. All the ways of man are clean in his own mind, but the Elohim wears the spirit. Commit thy works unto the Elohim, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Elohim hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone
wow.
that is clean. Say that again, brother.
I said, wow, did you catch that?
Okay. Yep.
Get some jewels.
Everyone that is proud and hard is an abomination to the Elohim. Though hands joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged.
Iniquity.
Yeah, I was just saying iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Elohim, men depart from evil. There's a lot of people that still don't have no fear. They don't know what they're doing or thinking no more. When a man ways pleases the Elohim, he makes even his enemy to be at peace with him. Better is little with righteousness than great revenue without right. A man's heart devises his way, but the Elohim directs his steps. A divine census is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresses not in judgment. A just weight and balance are the Elohim. All the ways of the bit of the bag are his work. It is abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by the righteous.
So we just read that, right? About the shepherds and the king being one, and how kings did wrong, which is an abomination to Yah. And the Most High told them before they took the throne that your throne will be established by righteousness, but they didn't follow it.
You know, it reminds me of the day, like, still, like, well, not kings, but these pastors in the churches and all of them, the same thing. They're still doing it today. Like you said, Brother Tom said, church and about 4 or 5 churches on every corner, liquor stores right next to it and everything. Okay. Righteousness lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right.
Well, we know the King David, so he's nobody that's wicked around him.
Yeah.
And people that speak and don't tell you the truth, you don't want them around you. Because people will flatter you and build you up and soup you up and tell you all kind of things, but they don't come through with what they say. And the king don't want people that are around him who talk like that.
I don't blame him. I don't want nobody around me like him, Jesus. The wrath of a king is as messengers of death. But a wise man will pacify it.
Yeah.
In the light of the king's conscience is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? And to
get what than gold?
Than gold.
Get what?
How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? I take the wisdom. That's for sure.
Wisdom is better than gold.
Mm-hmm. It sure is. And to get understanding, rather to be chosen than silver. Yes, indeed. That's the most precious to me, man, getting that wisdom and the understanding that you spoil, you reap what they get at the end. You get your reward that way.
And we see people with silver and gold, but they have no wisdom.
Uh-huh. So then you have some that have wisdom but don't know how to use it still. Like they say, a educated fool. They can
educated
have
fool,
they
have wisdom. Because wisdom and foolishness don't go together.
That's right. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keeps his way preserves his soul.
Preserves his what?
His soul. That's it.
That's what we're trying to preserve. Not just your life, but your soul.
Because
you're being upright preserves your soul. Not just your life. You could cross the street and get hit by a car. That don't mean you wasn't an upright person. But when you die, is your soul going to be preserved? See, the preservation of the soul is what Yah does. When people die, your soul is either preserved or it goes to Sheol.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we don't understand.
You know what that reminds me of? The cocktail back when we started in the scriptures when he was saying the raising of the dry bones.
Yes.
And that takes me back to that. Okay.
And we got to talk about necromancy, because Yah tells us not to practice necromancy because you can talk to dead people. You can actually talk to dead people. But he said don't do it.
He was doing it every day on the train.
Okay. Yep.
Exactly.
Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit destroys.
So let the LGBTQ community be proud. They don't know that destruction is coming, because they do walk in arrogance, an arrogant spirit. LGBT pride, gay pride. What does it say about pride?
Pride goes before destruction.
Okay. Go ahead with yourself.
That's it.
You know, they're certainly pushing that agenda.
Say that again.
I said they're certainly pushing that agenda.
Oh.
Meaning they're pushing destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of that's all they do anyway.
And they're pushing destruction on our children. You realize they're pushing that destruction on our children?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They want the whole next generation.
The other night they want to start telling the stories about it. Wasn't that? I think you said, Brother Contrail, they want to make some kind of form where they sit down and read to the children about it.
It's not they want to do. It's what they're doing. It's what they're doing. It's not what they want to do. It's what they're doing. They do it in libraries. They get kindergarten and first graders together, and you get a drag queen to read them drag stories, transgender stories.
That's disgusting. Can we move on? It's disgusting.
Destruction. Is him,
he that handles a man wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he.
Hallelujah.
The wise in.
I think you missed 19.
Okay, well, go back. Better it is to be an humble spirit with the lowly been to divide this boy with the crowd. Sure enough. I did miss that one.
Everybody wanted to be with the rich and famous people. Nobody wanted to be with humble, poor people. But it's better to be with humble, poor people than to divide the plunder with the proud. You know, a plunder
is stuff you stole from others. Plunder.
Yes.
Yeah. He that handles a matter wisely shall find good. And whoso trusteth in Elohim, happy is he. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increases learning.
That's what we try to do. That's what we try to do, exert sweetness of our lips by increasing learning, the truth.
Not just increasing learning, but making your heart wise.
Exactly.
The wise in heart shall be called prudent. You can't just be all of a sudden by osmosis be wise in heart. That takes discipline, study, and instruction to be wise in heart.
And self-control. And rage and anger is one thing that we need to put away with as a nation. We've been inundated with rage and anger over insignificant things. We're serious about silly things and silly about serious things. It's Neil Fuller Jordan once said, I have to concur with him on that. We're serious about silly things and silly about serious things. We need to learn self-control and learn to control our anger.
And I don't know about your verse 20, but mine reads a little different. It says, he who heeds the word. What word? What word are we talking about? Everybody's word, anybody's word? We're talking about the word of God.
Yeah, the truth.
Yep.
He who heeds Yah's word finds prosperity, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Whoever trusts in Yah is blessed. Those are two things you got to do. You got to listen to the word of Yah, and then you got to trust what he's saying. It's two things that go together.
Exactly. Conjunction.
Okay. So understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it. Destruction of fools is folly.
You're wasting your time, basically. It's folly to correct a fool. They're not going to hear anything you said. So that's why we don't argue, fuss, and fight with people on this show, because it's folly to do so. We just present the information, and we let them take it, and we walk away.
But the thing is,
right.
The people that's in foolishness and folly, what's their punishment? More foolishness and folly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a vicious cycle. You can't get out of it.
It's like also they be and like it says, you make yourself look like a fool standing out there trying to argue with another fool.
Yep. But if we do the next verse on this show Monday through Friday, the heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips. That's what we're doing on this show. We're adding the heart of the wise teaches his mouth. You just can't just get it. You got to teach your mouth. And you add learning to his lip by virtue of our studies, what we're doing. Money
which means you know what to say at the proper time.
And
you just don't
say
anything off the top of your head to let anything come out your mouth because it could be detrimental.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
What you say out your mouth, you put into the ethos and somehow some way it's going to manifest.
Yep. You got to go
you might have a lot of trouble with your life. Because you notice that people that always talk negative, they're always in negative situations.
Mm-hmm.
But when you speak and think positive, things come positively and pleasantly into your life. People don't realize that science.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to learn how to speak. People don't know how to speak. The wise is hard. Instructs his mouth. If you wise in heart, you got to check your mouth and add learning to his lips. So when he speaks, right, the wise person you're going to learn something from what he said.
Well, you got to be not so quick to speak. I remember that meeting we had recently. I didn't say anything. I let everybody. I think Cartrell and I were back. I don't think Cartrell said anything. But I let everybody speak. I heard everybody else. You know, because I know don't answer a matter before you hear. So I was patient to let everybody speak and whatnot. And then I told my mouth what to say and how to say it and how to talk to other grown folk. See, you got to learn how to talk to other grown folk. See, and I feel that some of the elders were respected as grown folk. I think there was a lot of allegation, threats thrown out, and whatnot. The thing simply is to solve the problem. My mouth said, ain't nobody perfect here. We all got dirt on us. So what we're here to do, you two brothers need to solve this. Bruh, what part you played in this? And that other stuff, some making reference to elders intelligent. They may not have book sense, like I said, but they got wisdom and understanding. And sometimes you got to teach your mouth how to set things to heal, bring things together. See, we so inundated with social engineering, when you find a brother down, step on him. You find a sister down, just step on him, cast him away. That ain't how I work.
I'm
about healing and bringing people together. And it's so simple. It's so simple.
It's so simple we can't do it.
Yeah, unfortunately. Unfortunately, Godrill.
You know, sometimes it's when people say something, sometimes their words might not be offensive to another, but it's the tone they use also. So you make sure you're speaking in the right tone sometimes.
Yeah. What did it say? A soft answer turns away wrath. That's what the wisdom in a soft answer turns away wrath. To a wise and understanding person. You know, to a fool, it's not going to matter how you say it. But you got a wise and understanding brother and a sister, and you say it in a non-threatening, non-demanding, plain language. People it's better heard like that than stirring up a hornet's nest.
Mm-hmm.
Right. By virtue of your mouth, usually get people something constructive and positive by virtue of your mouth.
The more you increase your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, the more you can perceive people who don't have it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because it really comes from the heart. Mm-hmm. You can tell what people's heart is at and what they say. And then what they do. Their actions speak louder than their words.
Right.
So what's in your heart, you can't hide it. It's going to issue out.
Right.
Sooner or later.
Mm-hmm. When I used to drink, they say when a person starts drinking and getting intoxicated, watch what they say because they be telling the truth. But don't, whether it's the truth or not, you're saying too much. You got to learn when to keep your mouth shut or when to talk and have a clear head, like you said, Yamsu.
Yes.
So again, I go back to the value of words. The Most High value words way more than mankind does. We play with words. Mm-hmm. How did Yah create the heavens and the earth? What did he do on the first day?
He spoke to
Yah said, Yah said, let there be light. And what happened? And there was light.
There was light.
He spoke it. Shows you the power of words. And we don't realize the power we have in us. That's why Yah holds us to our vows and to our oath. You don't play with that. You vow to me, you better keep it to your death. Straight up. You better keep your oath to me even if it kills you. That's how much Yah values words. We promise one thing, we do something else the next day because we're dealing with each other. But you better not deal with Yah like that. You make a vow to Yah, you better keep it. Because he don't feel like we play.
Well, there's a saying in the Navy, Cartrell. Loose lips sink ships.
And that has so much value in it.
Yeah.
People that talk too much, that say too much, is going to sink the plan. You done spilt the beans. You opened your mouth. Right?
Exactly.
They say snitches get stitches. Snitches get stitches. Even then, right? Watch your mouth.
True that.
What you saying?
True that. All of us.
So we have to train our mouth. How do you train your mouth? You have to acquire wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Yeah. And that takes discipline.
We all trained our mouths. But unfortunately, we trained them the wrong way instead of the right way.
That ain't training, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's just raw, straight maverick, mm-hmm. out your mouth, say what you want to say, how you feel. Yeah, that's undisciplined.
Mm-hmm.
And then you regret what you said. And there's many instances of it.
Certainly do.
I know Jacob regretted what you said. Jacob
mm-hmm.
said, whoever got your teraphim, Laban, they will surely die.
Mm-hmm.
And who
has
the teraphim?
Right. He put words on his wife. Unbeknownst
to
him.
He couldn't take it
back.
The wife he loved. He put a death sentence on her.
Certainly
and
did.
She didn't care herself because she should have confessed the truth. I got it. I made a mistake. I took it.
I
and
got
things would have been peace. Yeah. You searching everybody? No, I got it. But she hid it.
Right.
And she didn't say anything. Right? So you have to tell the truth. You can't hide the truth if it's in your mouth. You have to
and that was the right time for her to speak up. Was
she
did.
Yeah.
She should have spoke up.
Because she didn't say anything, because she didn't say anything, her husband had trust in her and thought she was up on the uppity up. So he felt to say, well, we don't do that kind of thing. Anybody got it? You know, we don't do that. She surely died, not knowing his wife had it, and she didn't open her mouth to say that she had it. Because he never would have said it if she had spoken up.
And she died all for nothing. Household idols. Household idols for nothing.
It was more than a household idol. It was like one of them statues of Jesus that she took.
Go ahead, old God. Go ahead, Abby. Oh, boy.
All right, 24. Pleasant words are as honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and healthy to the bones.
And that's what I tried, right. And I tried to express that in that meeting we were in. That's what I tried to express. Pleasant words are like
that means
honey.
Between us.
Right.
We went on there between us.
Right.
Yeah.
Sweetness to the soul and health to the bones.
There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
So how many people are walking around that think they're right, leaning on their own understanding in the world today?
A whole heap of them out here.
Because it takes a lot to give up your own agenda to walk the path of Yah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no in-between.
That's crap.
You can't, be saying, I'm doing my own thing, but I'm serving Yah too. No. No. Yah has instructions for how we should be walking. And it may hurt you. It may make you look bad in the eyes of the world. It may make you look like a fool in the eyes of the world. But if you walk in Yah's path, you can't be walking your own agenda.
That's right.
True.
Leaning on your own understanding, thinking you're right. And many people do.
Well, they're going to suffer the consequences for that, unfortunately, for them.
Unfortunately.
They're going to learn to humble themselves and heed the, let the Most High footstep be their path, which is virtually his words.
That what? They do what?
Let his footstep be.
What?
Yeah, their pathway.
Mm-hmm. That's such a hard thing to do.
Mm-hmm. To give up self.
It's easy to say.
Yeah.
Let the Most
it's hard to give up
self.
Yeah. It's hard to give
especially
up self.
Especially the whole world.
We depended upon self. And not to a great degree we have, a pleasant result, but we have relied on self too much. and we hate to let it go. And that self ain't got us nowhere. Self ain't got us nowhere and never will. Get out the way. You got to get self out the way and tell self sit down somewhere. Because you ain't been working on it.
Just like you said, Sin was reading about that's the pride making them, keeping them that way. Got to get rid of it. Be humble. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's why when y'all said for us to gather ourselves together, we only thinking about ourselves.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. What's in it for me if I gather with you?
Right.
Yeah. No. He's not supposed to be thinking about self.
By the way.
That low end ain't thinking about self, is he? He thinking about the colony.
No.
That low end
right.
ain't thinking about the colony. That low end, he ain't out there by himself
mm-hmm.
or thinking about himself. That low end thinking about everybody that's in his family, in his colony.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't go to college. They didn't go to high school. I don't even think they went to elementary. But they do know how to follow orders and get self out the way. It ain't about me, this Aunt Sam. I ain't got no pedigree. I didn't go to a Kumda La school four stars and this and that and the other. But I do know how to follow orders. I do know how to make it work for everybody. We need to have that same mindset.
Every aunt got their role to play, don't
they? Exactly.
And if you ain't playing your role, them soldier ants is gonna kick your butt out, right?
You better believe it. Come on, partner. We
soldier
gotta go.
If you playing your role.
Because you ain't doing your work, man. Come on, you got a role. You making it hard on everybody.
He that labors for himself, for his mouth craveth of him. An ungodly man diggeth up envy, and in his lips there is a burning fire. A forward man soweth strife, and a whisper separated chief friends. A violent man entices his neighbor, and he leadeth him into the way that is not good.
You see that every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Worthless people devise mischief. People ain't got no work. They ain't got nothing. They scheming and plotting on everybody else, right?
Exactly.
And it's coming out their mouth is like a scorching fire because they're about to set somebody on fire.
Yep.
Just like you said. The separation of identity of the skin, Hugh. You know, they do all kinds of things. That violent men want us to turn against each other. You know, they're turning the black against the white, as the so-called say. The brown people against the other brown people, the gays and all that. So
and we fell for the antidote, didn't we? Right? We fell for the traps. We fell for the traps. Because our people wasn't always violent against each other. But now, they've enticed us to be violent against our neighbor. They bought drugs and guns in our community. It's all about the money. It ain't about my brother and is he good. Now it's about me and mine. And men are violent. And we're dealing with our enemy who are violent men. And they've enticed us to be violent against our neighbors. This is what we do. And leads them away in a way that is not good. And haven't they taught us in ways that are not good? Just look at our neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Speaks for itself.
Speaks for itself.
The evidence doesn't lie.
Mm-hmm. He shutteth his eyes to the right forward things. Moving his lips, he bringeth evil to pass.
So then again, you got to speak up when there's evil. One who winks his eye to plot perverseness, one who compresses his lips is bent on evil.
Yeah.
I like 31, Sister Abby, if I may.
Go ahead, read it.
Okay. The silver Herod, head of the crown of glory. If it is found in the way of the rain. Now, everybody got silver hair. Doesn't have the crown of glory. It doesn't represent it because it doesn't represent the Elohim. But those that are representative of the Elohim, wisdom and understanding, if it is found in the way of the righteous. Just because you've got gray hair don't mean that you have this crown of glory. You can be an old fool.
So how about the dudes that's out there dying their gray hair?
That thought, what kind
of covering up the crown? I said, you're covering up the crown when you dye your gray hair.
No, you got I don't do that. I don't do that, my
just
brother.
Just for men.
Yeah, no, not just for Yom Suf.
Just for men, bro.
No.
I'm still waiting to get some. I think I got about one or two, and I can barely see it, but I'm waiting to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't be covering
that. You better leave that dial on and get a whole lot.
Well, I ain't using no dye, that's for sure.
All right. Leave Ellie. She said she ain't using that just for women.
I'm not putting that stuff in there. My hair about gets gray. That's the way it's intended
it
to
it
be.
It is what it is.
Listen. Me and Sister Abby grew up in Big Bad, New York City. And when I was growing up in New York City, you know what they told us?
Uh-huh.
They told us we wasn't going to live past 30.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the young brothers that I grew up with, they live fast and they live hard. They wanted to get it now.
Mm-hmm.
But
they got it. They got it.
Yeah, a lot of them died way before 30.
Uh-huh.
They got what they were looking for.
Sister Abby, I know what I'm talking about, too.
Mm-hmm. You know, Cartrell, Sister Abby asked, you know, we were speaking about having self-control and self-discipline. There's nothing wrong with you getting angry, but it's a procedure in getting angry. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty because of the fact you have self-control, self-discipline. You don't like letting them knock you out your game. And you have self-discipline. And they say, as a result, he who rules his spirit, then he who wins is self-control, self-discipline.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
somebody get you at your game.
Patience.
Mm-hmm.
Being slow to anger. That means you're controlling your emotions.
Right. Bingo.
People think that anger is their strength.
No, it's not.
But what does it say? Mm-hmm. One who is slow to anger is better than the mighty.
That's
you're mighty if you can control your anger.
Right. But because we've been socially engineered and conditioned, Cartrell, under this Western Hemisphere, this daughter of Babylon, just let it all hang out, say whatever you want to say, how you want to say it, whenever you want to, whoever you want to say it to. We've been taught this by this culture, and they're like that. And so we emulated their culture, but we are Eastern people who are used to a shipping. Self-discipline, self-control, you know, and controlling one's emotions.
Yes. I could have got very angry with Jesse Waters on that Fox News program.
Right.
He set me up.
Right.
He set me up. He tried to make us look bad. And I could have easily lost my freaking temper. And I could have got ghetto on him from New York.
And
then
you would have did exactly what he wanted you to do.
And I would have fell into the trap, expressing my anger. Some people could see anger in my face, and I was angry because he set me up. He threw all these videos in front of me, trying to make me answer for what they were doing. And I'm like, I'm not here for that. But most I had me control my anger, and I ruled my spirit.
Praise
God. It was better for me to do that. Than to bust Jesse upside his head.
And this last one is even so much better. A lot is cast, You make these decisions. And sometimes I cast lots about subject matters. And then I pray to the Elohim. But the lot is cast into the lab. But every decision is from the Elohim. If you're in reliance on the Most High, yeah, you make calls. But pray before you make those calls. If you cast lots, pray before you cast those lots, because, as I said, every decision is from the Elohim. If you have your trust and reliance in Him, praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. And that last one is very interesting, because you remember the story of Jonah, right? They cast lots, and Jonah's name came up.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an art that's lost. People cast
right.
their lots. They think
right.
it's witchcraft or voodoo or something.
No,
but
I do
cast
it. My
lots,
wife would tell you. I pray and
cast
lots.
Lots.
Right. Mm-hmm.
When you cast lots, you put the decision in the hand of the Most High.
Bingo. That's how I got married. You think I got married based on my decision? Man, I wouldn't trust my decision maker for nothing in the world. I cast lots, and I prayed about it. The Elohim made it the choice. I didn't even have a choice in my own marriage. Okay? Mm-hmm. Well, be easy that way sometime. All right, y'all. It's been a fabulous and informative study session. Don't be laughing at me. Don't be laughing at me. Y'all ain't got to be ugly like that. You think Yum Su gonna trust Yum Su? I think not. Yum Su got Yum Su in a world of mess. I'm still literally cleaning up behind it, okay? And don't you be laughing like that, my wife. All right, y'all. It's been an informative, enlightening study sessions. And I think I hear Yim Yahoo back there. Do I hear you?
He stepped out the room a minute. See what he's doing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Hold up. Got my son here.
Oh, your son must sound like Yim Yahoo.
Yeah, my son Sa'ad is reading the comments in the video.
Oh, okay. Well, it's been enlightening. Oh, okay. It's been enlightening and informative, and we're very thankful for the Most High to give us another study session, another opportunity to make things, to get things right, another opportunity to learn with wisdom and understand, another opportunity to examine us from an ancient perspective and from a modern-day perspective. And Zechariah, the problems we made, we need to find out what problems we made to get us here, and then rectify those problems, because just like Alcoholics Anonymous says, and it's true, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. You're going to get the same results. Change it up. Find the truth. Follow the truth, which is Yah's word. Let his footstep be your pathways. From henceforth, praise Yah and bless his holy name. Katria, Sister Avia, do you have any closing comments and our remarks?
Just seek Yah, obey Yah, and praise Yah always. Shalom and good night, family.
And you know, my wife would tell you, now, I wouldn't trust Yum Su. She loves me. She respects me. But she knows Yum Su thinker can be broken. So Yah gave her, he's trying to get out. Everything he sees, he got to leave. Man, she said, I ain't going nowhere. I said, okay. All right. I go and sit down somewhere. Because I don't trust my thinker. And because I cast lots. And the Most High ain't wrong. It's just my thinker, just like all of our thinkers are wrong. But when we put that trust in the Elohim, we need to rely on that trust. The Elohim makes the right decision, whether or not you like it or not. You have to follow through on it. Praise Yah and bless his holy name.
Praise Yah. Bless his holy name.
Praise
Yah. I'm like the Chinese. They like Confucius. Me, I'm Israelite. I like King Solomon. So I'm going to reiterate something that King Solomon wrote in chapter 16 of this book of Proverbs, verses 2 to 4. King Solomon says in this proverb, all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, But Yah weighs the motives. So people will talk a talk, but Yah knows what's in their heart.
Exactly.
Verse 3, instructions. Commit your deeds to Yah. That's so hard to do because everybody's thinking about themselves.
Exactly.
And your plan shall succeed. Whatever you're planning, if you commit your ways to Yah, you will succeed.
That's beautiful.
Verse 4.
That's exceptional. That's beautiful and exceptional.
Commit your deeds to Yah and your plans will succeed. That's the first step. You got to commit your deeds to Yah and whatever you're planning will be successful. Verse 4. Yah has made everything for his own end, which means everything is already predestined. Yes. He says, even the wicked for the day of evil, meaning the day of judgment, the day of destruction. So Yah, yes, Yah created both the evil and he created the good. He said, I created the evil for the day of destruction. So everything has a purpose in the earth. Just don't succumb to the evil. He's given us a chance to turn from our wicked ways and walk this path to commit our ways to Yah so that our plans will be successful. And Yahmiyahu just walked back in the room.
Okay. Tell him I said hello.
Shalom, shalom. What's going on?
Shalom, my brother. Your voice is very distinctive. I know when you're around. I know when you're talking. Okay?
You heard a whisper in the background
because
he tried to keep it on the
Listen, man, that's Yahoo. You can't fool nobody trying to whisper. How's your family doing, Yahoo?
We're hanging in there. Everybody's staying strong right now.
That's good. How's the base doing in Arizona?
Right now, I'm actually getting ready to rent it out. Right now, I got to move to New York.
Oh, okay.
Well, you get the news that it's going to pass.
Oh. Sorry to hear that, Yahmiyahu.
Yeah.
My prayers, right. Brother. Okay. Keep your head up. I had brothers and sisters pass. It's a hurting feeling. And don't let nobody tell you no dumb stuff. You don't get over nothing. Okay? They're gonna always be in your mind. And as they should be. Yeah, you know, you get over when you wanna get over. There ain't no time period to get over anything. Okay? That wasn't their brother, that's your brother. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you grieve as long as you feel the need to grieve, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you know, we love you from over here in prison camp Memphis. You know, the wife and I, we love you. And we appreciate you.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
No problem.
Yeah.
Abby, y'all said, be strong. Yahmiyahu.
Oh, yes, man. Yes, man. I'm good.
Well,
I'm good. The Most High has showed me kind of what was happening. My brother was a type 1 diabetic since he was like 12.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's been in gastroparesis the last 3 years. So he was suffering a lot.
Right.
And he died peacefully. He drowned in my lake. You know, I got a property in Florida. And,
right.
It's stocked with bass, brim, sunfish.
So he was fishing on the lake?
He was fishing. Yeah, he had like a heart attack, went to like a diabetic
right.
coma.
Right.
Yeah. I wasn't there. I was in Maryland on my way back down, and I found them, called the SWAT team, dive team,
mm-hmm.
and they pulled his body out the water.
Mm. Sorry to hear that, my brother. I'm very sorry for your loss and your family, and my heart, our prayers are with you from Memphis, and we'll remain with you as long as you need them.
I appreciate that.
No doubt, my brother. No doubt. You ain't got to thank me for doing what we all should be doing in regards to one another. Well, Cartrell, you know the wife and I love you and your family. Sister Avia, you know the wife and I love you and your family. Y'all stay strong and fear not. Praise the Most High. Any closing remarks?
Shout out to you and your family. We love you and your wife too. So praise Yah. And brother, stay strong, knowing that Yah give you your strength, all the strength you need. For sure. For sure. Yim Yahoo, for sure. All right.
Thank you, Cartrell.
Shout out to you and Isha.
Thank you, brother. She waving at you right, like you can hear. Cartrell, she's waving at the mic like you can actually hear.
So long as she ain't dealing with that call.
Oh,
Yim Yahoo, you know we love you, brother. You stay up.
Appreciate it.
No doubt, my brother. No doubt. Fellow students, we sharing the love today. We love you too, and we appreciate you for coming and studying with us. Continue to do so. We need all hands on deck. We need to work this stuff out together. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cartrell, Yim Yahoo, Sister Avia, y'all want to say shalom, good night, bye-bye to the people.
Shalom, good night, family.
Love y'all, Israel. Shalom, good night.
Take me in like I've never been. Lead me now to your heart, chagrin. Take me in by the river's bend. There I can wash away my sins. Oh, won't you take me in? I've been there once and I'll go again, just as long as you're the one to take me in. Like a free bird circling in the wind, I'll fly to your cage so you can take me in. Oh, won't you take me in? I've seen our mothers cry within, from our fathers who refuse to call us in. But I sing my hands and nails in their skin that break.